Welcome to a new deep dive on AI Unraveled.
Yes, welcome. This is the show created and produced by Etienne Newman. He's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad up in Canada.
And if you're finding these deep dives valuable, please take just a second to like and subscribe, especially on Apple. That really helps us out.
It really does.
So today we're jumping into a whole bunch of recent AI stuff. It's been busy.
It really has. We're looking at everything from, you know, how AI might be changing the internet itself,
to some honestly mind-blowing science breakthroughs,
and even how the law is scrambling to catch up with things like deepfakes.
So for you, our listener, the learner, what we're aiming for here is a clear, concise look at some really significant AI news.
Yeah, we're cutting through the noise, basically.
Yeah.
Trying to pull out the key insights, maybe spark some of those aha moments for you.
We've gathered info from, well, all over, news reports, company announcements, even dug into a research paper.
Mm-hmm. To give you that rounded view.
Right. Our mission, let's say, is to unpack all this, figure out what it really means, and, you know, connect the dots without drowning you in jargon.
Let's do it.
Okay, first up, Microsoft, Build 2025. They made quite a bit of noise about this idea of an open agentic web. What is that?
The core idea, and it's pretty ambitious, is AI agents that can, like, operate autonomously online, do tasks for you.
So beyond just searching, like actively doing things.
Exactly. Interacting with websites, completing processes, it's a big step. Microsoft outlined a few key parts they think are needed for this.
Okay, like the revamped GitHub Copilot. I saw that. It's not just an in-editor assistant anymore.
Right. It's moving towards asynchronous operation. Think of it like having an assistant working on stuff in the background.
While you do other things.
Precisely. You're not waiting around. And big news, they're open sourcing Copilot Chat in VS Code.
Oh, wow. That is big for developers.
Yeah, it really encourages that community collaboration.
You know, something called Magentic UI. Sounds interesting.
It is. It's an open source research prototype. The focus is on human-in-the-loop web agents.
Human-in-the-loop. Oh. So keeping people involved. Control.
Exactly. It's about collaboration, not just letting the AI run wild. Keeping the user in control, working with the agent.
Gotcha. They also beefed up their Azure AI Foundry, didn't they? More models.
They did. Added Grok 3 and Grok 3 Mini from xAI. Now they're offering like over 1,900 models through Azure AI Foundry.
1,900. That's a massive toolkit for developers.
Huge choice, yeah. Lots of capabilities to build with.
And this NL Web project, that sounds foundational for this whole agentic web thing.
Absolutely key. They're positioning NL Web as the HTML for the agentic web.
Okay, like HTML structures, current websites.
NL Web aims to be that standard for websites to have conversational interfaces AI agents can understand and interact with and provide data agents can use easily.
So websites become AI friendly natively.
That's the idea. And for businesses, they're letting companies tune Copilot on their own data, plus enabling multi-agent orchestration.
Multi-agent. So different AIs working together on complex tasks.
Yep. Imagine different specialized agents collaborating on a business process.
Okay, let's zoom out. What's the big strategic picture for Microsoft here? This feels like a major play.
Oh, absolutely. They're clearly positioning themselves to be a leader, maybe the leader, in this next phase of the internet.
The AI-driven internet?
Right. By pushing open standards, offering the tools, the models, the platform. They want to be central to how this agentic web develops.
Very interesting. Okay, shifting gears a bit, but sticking with Microsoft, they also unveiled Discovery, an AI platform for scientific R&D.
Yes, and this could be really transformative. Microsoft Discovery is an enterprise platform designed to seriously speed up scientific research.
How does it work? Is it also agent-based?
It is. Uses that agentic AI concept. Imagine a team of specialized AI agents.
Like AI researchers?
Kinda, yeah. Each with specific skills, literature review, data analysis, simulation, all coordinated by a central co-pilot working with a human scientist.
So what can these agents actually do?
Pretty much the whole research cycle. Generate hypotheses, dig through papers, crunch data, run simulations, learn from results.
Right.
Basically, super-powered research assistants.
And they're getting results. I saw something about finding a new data center coolant. Really fast.
Incredibly fast. About 200 hours, reportedly. Discovering a novel material like that usually takes months, maybe years.
Oh.
They talk about using AI postdoc agents. Highly specialized, right? And this graph-based knowledge engine. Think of it like a massive, interconnected map of scientific knowledge.
An AI postdoc. That's quite a term.
It is. And the goal seems to be democratizing supercomputing. making these powerful tools usable via natural language.
So scientists don't need to be coding experts to use them.
That's the aim, lowering the barrier.
Big names are already using it.
Yeah, early adopters include GSK, Estee Lauder, NVIDIA, Synopsys, Pharma, Materials, Chip Design. They're exploring it.
So the potential impact, faster drug discovery, new materials.
Potentially huge acceleration in those fields, which actually segues nicely. Related to this, Microsoft Discovery, also working with PNNL, identified a new chemical compound for carbon capture.
Also in about 200 hours.
Apparently so. Same time frame as the Kulin discovery. It really highlights the potential for tackling big environmental challenges too.
That is incredible. Yeah. Just wow. Okay, let's totally switch gears now. AI-powered headphones doing 3D audio translation. University of Washington. Sounds like sci-fi.
It does, right. Yeah. But what's cool is how they're tackling real-world complexity. It's not just simple translation.
How does it work, then?
They use off-the-shelf noise-canceling headphones, but with extra mics. AI algorithms then isolate different speakers in a room.
Even in a noisy place.
That's the idea. Identify who's talking, separate their voice, translate it almost instantly.
In the 3D part.
That's the clever bit. The translated audio plays back, so it sounds like it's coming from where the original speaker is. Preserves that spatial sense.
Whoa. And it can track multiple speakers, even if they move.
Yep. 360-degree scanning. Tracks multiple people. Currently supports Spanish, German, French, with just a 2-4-second delay.
And it runs locally on an M2 chip.
Runs locally, yeah. And they're open sourcing the proof of concept code.
Man, imagine using that in meetings. Or just, you know, traveling, social events.
It could really change cross-language communication, especially in those messy multi-speaker situations where current tech struggles. Much more natural feeling.
Definitely one to watch. Okay, Google, DeepMind, AlphaVolve. AI making scientific discoveries now.
Yes, this is another fascinating area. AlphaVolve, powered by Gemini, is designed for autonomous scientific and algorithmic discovery. Their recent paper showed some serious breakthroughs.
Like what? What kind of discoveries?
Well, maybe the most striking is matrix multiplication. AlphaVolve found new, more efficient ways to do tensor decomposition.
Better than existing methods.
It actually surpassed Strassen's algorithm for 4x4 matrices. And Strassen's has been the standard for, 50 years?
No way. How did it do that?
Use the LLM part to guide code generation, then automatically tested the results.
Mm.
Basically exploring possibilities incredibly fast.
That's fundamental computer science. It's improving.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just theory. It made progress on about 20% of open mathematical problems it tried across different areas.
Wow. Did they use it internally at Google too? Practical stuff.
They did. Developed a new scheduling heuristic for their data centers. Recovered about 0.7% of fleet-wide compute.
Which might sound small, but at Google scale.
Exactly. Significant savings. And importantly, the engineers found the solution interpretable, unlike some complex deep learning methods.
Ah, the black box problem. Makes sense. You'd want understandable solutions for infrastructure.
Right. It also optimized low-level matrix multiplication kernels for their AI hardware.
Yeah.
Cutting Gemini training time by about 1%.
Again, small percentage, big impact.
And even hardware compiler co-optimization. Refining TPU designs, improving transformer attention mechanisms, getting performance boosts there too.
So AI improving AI and improving the hardware AI runs on. That's a loop.
It's a powerful feedback loop, yeah. AI driving innovation in the very core areas that enable AI itself.
Okay, sticking with coding agents. GitHub announced a new one too, right? At Build. Different from the regular Copilot.
Yeah, this new agent is for Copilot Enterprise and Pro Plus users. It's asynchronous, cloud-based, uses GitHub Actions for its own little virtual dev environment.
More proactive, then.
Seems so. It can analyze whole code bases, automatically find and fix bugs, implement features, improve docs.
And it suggests changes via pull requests.
Yep. Proposes changes like a human developer would with commit logs and everything. Can even pull in external data via the model context protocol.
So automating even more of the developer workflow.
That's the goal. Boost productivity. Handle the more routine tasks, let engineers focus on the harder, more creative problems.
Makes sense. Okay, let's shift to the legal side. President Trump signed the Take It Down Act. What does that do?
This was signed May 19th. It sets up new federal crimes for publishing non-consensual intimate imagery, or NCII.
And it specifically includes deepfakes.
Explicitly, yes. That's a key point. It covers AI-generated fakes used in this harmful way.
And platforms have to act fast.
Mandates platforms remove flagged NCII content within 48 hours of notification. The aim is clear. Protect people, especially kids, from this kind of digital exploitation.
Seems like a necessary step given how realistic AI fakes are getting.
It's definitely a significant federal move to address the dark side of AI-generated content and put more responsibility on platforms. Our laws need to keep pace, right?
Absolutely. Slightly different topic. Amazon's premium Alexa Plus NAC reports say adoption is slow.
That's the word, yeah. The AI-enhanced Alexa Plus NAC, which has that subscription fee, seems to have pretty low uptake so far, maybe around 100,000 users as of May.
Why is that? Any ideas?
Seems like a few things. Limited hardware compatibility, only newer Echo shows, mostly. The rollout was maybe a bit slow or confusing.
Performance issues, too?
Some reports mention slower responses. But maybe the biggest hurdle is just the cost. $19.99 a month if you're not a Prime member.
People aren't willing to pay for a smarter voice assistant.
It seems there's resistance. Plus, ongoing privacy concerns probably don't help. It really highlights the challenge of monetizing generative AI in consumer gadgets like this.
You need a really compelling reason for people to pay that monthly fee.
Exactly. The value proposition has to be crystal clear and worth the money. And the privacy aspect needs addressing.
Got it. Okay, before we move to our wrap-up, any other quick AI news hits worth mentioning?
Yeah, a few interesting tidbits. Elon Musk talked about Grok 3.5 at Build, focusing on its reasoning and truthfulness.
And Apple's former AI head.
Reports suggested John Giandrea pushed for a Google Gemini partnership over OpenAI, citing trustworthiness concerns. Interesting dynamic there.
Definitely.
OpenAI CPO predicted AI agents might eventually supervise AI engineering managers. That's a thought.
Whoa, yeah.
NVIDIA announced NVLink Fusion at Computex, opening up their interconnect tech. China criticized U.S. export controls on Huawei AI chips. Oh, and Google released an Android app for Notebook LM.
Okay, lots happening everywhere. Which actually brings me to something important. As we're navigating all these rapid changes in AI, staying sharp is key.
Absolutely.
And for those of you listening who really want to deepen your understanding, maybe even get certified in this space, I want to highlight a great resource from AI Unraveled's own creator and producer, Etienne Newman.
Right. Etienne has put together this fantastic combo pack, an ebook and an audiobook called ACE, the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification.
It's designed specifically to help you master the concepts you need for generative AI, especially on the Google Cloud platform, and prep you for that leader certification.
So whether you're actually aiming for the Google Cloud Cert or you just want a really solid, easy-to-follow guide to Gen AI, this is packed with useful stuff, practical insights.
You can find it right now at djamgatetech.com. That's djamgatech.com. And because you listen to AI Unraveled, there's a special 30% discount.
Yep, 30% off. The link is right there in the show notes. Definitely worth checking out if you want to level up your AI game.
Absolutely. So let's quickly recap today's deep dive. We covered a lot.
We did. Microsoft's big push towards that agentic web.
The incredible speed up in science from platforms like Discovery.
Those futuristic translation headphones.
AI, like AlphaVolve, actually making fundamental discoveries.
More automation coming to coding with GitHub's new agent.
And the legal system trying to grapple with deepfakes via the Take It Down Act.
Plus the challenges we see with things like Alexa plus adoption.
Hopefully this gave you, our listener, a clearer picture of all these moving parts, maybe sparked some insights.
And thinking about all this, especially the rise of these AI agents, it makes you wonder, right? What are the biggest opportunities or maybe the biggest challenges coming our way in the next few years?
Yeah, what skills, what perspectives are going to be most valuable when AI gets more autonomous? Something to definitely think about.
Food for thought.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in to this deep dive. Please don't forget to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled wherever you get your audio. We love seeing those ratings, especially on Apple.
We look forward to diving deep with you again next time. And hey, one last reminder about Etienne Newman's book.
Right. ACE, the Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, ebook plus audiobook. Head over to djamgattech.com, grab that 30% discount, links in the show notes.
Check it out.